Jim, we're here at your house, the Pro Football Hall of Fame. It's only days away from you being honored by the Browns. What's that mean to you?
I guess the word that I always think about is respect. Respect is so important in our society, and to be given an honor shows that people respect you, they respect what you have done, and therefore I'm very happy to be here.
And it's got to carry special meaning. I mean, to be part of this and really the defining member of this place. I mean, does that ever occur to you that, hey, people talk about you in tones of you're not only the best Cleveland Brown that ever was, but the best player that ever played in the NFL?
Well, best never comes out of my mouth. I have a great love for greatness, and this is the house of greatness. And there are many forms of greatness here. And I played for a line that produced 3 Hall of Fame running backs. So I got to give them credit, because without them, the 3 of us wouldn't be here.
Jim Brown trying the left side. And Jim Brown running, getting behind his blockers and coming down.
All right, Jim, there we go. What do you think? Did they capture the likeness? How close?
Well, they did a better job than they did on Walter.
Yeah.
But I guess it looks like me a little bit.
I mean, can you even remember, you know, the feel of wearing that uniform?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I was watching Adrian Peterson the other night, and it took me back. So I could actually smell the grass. And I started remembering how good I felt to be playing this game.
Here's a give to Jim Brown. Sweeping left end. He's caught back at the 7. Hit back at the 5. Fights away to the 4, to the 2. One hand's on the ground. Jim Brown bolts into the end zone. Touchdown for Jim Brown.
I was dedicated to the game, and I had my own standards. I didn't believe in the statistics, basically, and there are things that I wanted to do personally that no one knew about. Sometimes a 1-yard run was important to me, more than a 60-yard run.